This is Fitzy and Whipper. Have you seen TPG's special promotion for their SIM-only mobile plans? 1.5 gig data with $550 of calls and text for $10 per month in the first 6 months. Check out the TPG website for terms and conditions.
Welcome to the podcast, guys. Wherever you're tuning in from, whatever you're doing while you might be listening to this. See, it's different to actually being on the radio because right now you might just be on the toilet. Treadmill. Possibly. There's so many things you'd be doing. Could be eating pasta, which is also one of my favourite pastimes. Pizza. I like that too. Chinese. Japanese. I could name all the nationalities. You know what makes me laugh about the old Japanese takeaway? Lisa, my wife and I like to get that on a Saturday night, is they put the amount of chopsticks in that they think people are eating the meal. So when it arrives, you know, it'll just be the two of us. We'll have six chopsticks and we just laugh forever because they obviously assume the size of the
order.
What's
coming up, Whip?
Meant that. Have you got word of the day for us?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
The word of the day is fastidious.
Fastidious. I had a very fastidious morning.
How did you say?
Fastidious.
No, fastidious.
Fastidious.
Huh? Not fastidious. It's having high standards or being difficult to please.
Why must you be... I just bought you a brand new leather jacket, Tom. Why must you be so fastidious?
Fastidious, mate. And
coming up next, stuff.
How's this for a story, right? This happened overnight. A Canadian-born Brazilian cop spotted a bloke walking along the side of a street. Now, he was mistaken for a beggar, had a long beard, very dishevelled, and he was walking down a dirt track in bare feet. Dirty, unwashed, Bermuda shorts. Is that a style of short, Bermuda?
Style of short or is that a brand? I mean, they wouldn't be getting a plug in there, would they?
It's a style. Like, isn't that like a board short almost?
Yeah, I'd say that's your classic Okanui, mate.
All right, so he had no passport, no form of identification, right? And they didn't know who this guy is, so they took him back to the cop station and they started asking him a few questions and he had a bit of an accent. He wasn't really talking that much. He was quite quiet and they did some investigations. It is 2017 this year, guys.
Correct.
They found out, they quizzed this guy a little bit more, and they actually got a contact from someone from his family, found out that the bloke was from Canada, right? And he disappeared in 2012, went for a walk, and never came home.
He's still walking.
He was found 6,500 miles away, and he was in the Amazon jungle, just walking barefoot, and they quizzed him a little bit more. Found out that he has walked from Canada through the United States of America, Mexico, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Panama, Colombia, Venezuela, Argentina, Brazil, all without a passport and little more with the clothes on his back.
You know when you go for a walk and you get a, like you're listening to a good podcast or a good playlist or something, you just keep walking.
Lose track of time.
You lose track of time. Now, if you've got a good playlist and you've set off in 2012, it could carry you through to 2017. Did he have music playing? Did he have an iPod?
Well, this is the thing. He started with a small bag of belongings. When he left Canada, his parents, when he went missing, they were like, oh my God, he's got a little backpack and he's got some stuff in there. But Anton did say that he was robbed numerous times. During his track.
That's annoying.
And through the Amazon jungle, this is the copper said, they're astounded that he survived because he actually walked through parts of the jungle where there was poisonous spiders, snakes. He was attacked by a jaguar.
Yeah, it's a good playlist. That's a really good playlist.
And also, it says here in the story, all his toenails dropped off, sir.
Oh, my God. Oh, do you know what, Fitz? From the moment you started, my only thought was of his feet. And if he turns out he didn't have shoes on, imagine when he goes in for a pedicure or a foot rub.
And he's probably doing now, sir.
Yeah, it would be. They'd be all scaly on the bottom.
Interesting, Fitz. I know if I was to be robbed and I'd sort of set out in my trip, he's been robbed a few times, I would probably go home. Or call the cops or...
That's the thing.
You know?
Because you'd get a little bit worried, but he was fine. He continued. Now Anton has returned to Canada to live with his brother, his sister-in-law and their children in downtown Toronto.
Yeah, but anytime he says, I'm just taking the dog for a quick walk, everyone goes, Anton!
Anton! Do you guys need any milk? Nah!
Get back here, they don't sell milk in the jungle, Anton!
No, we don't.
What are you doing with your passport, Anton?
Not a bad effort. That's a good walk, though. I wonder what if he had his Fitbit on, I'd love to know how many steps he's racked up.
Well, he's just got to plug it in and we'll find out the details. You know what won't be dropping? The bloody temperature.
Hot. That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Is that a Paris Hilton grab?
Yes. Yeah, it
I
is.
I mean, I said to have something that's hot, and
that's
you've just got a montage of Paris Hilton saying it's hot.
That's hot.
That was a great relationship between her and Nicole Richie. I miss those guys as friends.
She trademarked that's hot, didn't she? She trademarked
that.
Yeah, it was her catchphrase.
That's rubbish.
No one else could use it. It's really good.
What a waste of time.
But I feel like saying that's hot. What are we looking at today, guys? Pushing over the 40 mark and into the weekend, just stinking, sweating. I'm concerned. We saw what happened in South Australia, 40,000 homes, gone, no power. Is it possible to drain and run out of power like we're being warned here in Sydney? Possible areas could black out due to power shortages.
Well, see, what happened yesterday in Adelaide, that there was a backup sort of like generator, backup power plant. So all the power ran out, and what they usually do, they just go to the backup generator and just turn that on. But the people that own that power plant said, oh, no, you've got to give us a better deal for the power. We want more money.
Fair
and they
enough.
Said, no, this is what we agreed. And they said, well, you don't get the power. They didn't turn it on.
So they could have turned it on, but they didn't want to spend the money.
They could have turned it on, but they didn't want to spend the money.
You're kidding
me. Everyone
had
a blackout at the end of a 42-degree day for half an hour.
No, that can't happen here. If anyone's listening and you're in charge of energy, please flick the switch. Don't worry about the price, mate. Just keep the air cons pumping.
I mean,
can you imagine in the thick of the afternoon and it all just shuts down? I mean, if you've got power out, your fridge is gone, you name it.
Where
your
you
TV.
Go?
You know where you go? Into your car.
No, mate.
It's the only place you got aircon. You pile the team in and you just start cutting laps.
Go to a shopping centre. Go to a Westfield.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
Do you can imagine how much power a Westfield will rack up over the weekend? Just in air conditioning.
I mean, what about this contingency plan? We all meet in here tomorrow if the power goes out.
Well, I don't know if I'd trust this joint. The other day, the aircon went at 2 o'clock
it?
In the arvo. Yeah, I felt like an elephant was
no
sitting
way.
On me. The air was so thick.
All right, team swim then.
Could we just go to the movies or something? Get some chop-tops?
Yeah, the movies are a good idea.
Slushy, sit in the cinema.
Thought you'd never ask. You know what? This is a weird suggestion by the energy minister. Try turning your aircon up to 26 degrees. That'll apparently save energy.
Well, it does. Because really, your house is going to be sweltering so much. At 26, it's going to continue to go. When you get it down to, when you try to get it down to 21, 22, that's when it's going to work overtime.
Yeah, it does. But if you think I'm going to be comfortable in 26 degrees, just forget about it. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm on 18 and I'm on powerful.
Is pretty good, mate.
Mate, my little aircon unit, it's got a button and it's got a muscle man on it and it just says powerful. So whenever I walk into my room, I turn it on and I hit powerful man and then it's just straight onto 18, full blast.
Is there any ice rinks around?
Yeah, Macquarie Centre. Oh, is that still open?
Is that still a J?
Yeah, Macquarie Centre.
Been there lately?
Yeah. We used to go as kids. That's great fun, that place.
You a good ice skater, sir?
No, I was terrible. You'd always fall and land on your wrist.
Remember
or crack
the rule
a finger.
Was, sir, like if you do fall over.
Oh, fingers underneath?
Yeah, fingers underneath. Knuckles.
Someone could run over your finger.
Yeah. I mean, would watching Cool Runnings help?
That's not bad.
Frozen. Any of those penguin movies?
Titanic.
Still sad.
Yeah, but they land in the water.
What about this one? The action plan that has now been activated here in New South Wales. So they've put this alert out, warning, which also comes with tips. First tip, staying well hydrated.
Whoa, jeez. Groundbreaking.
It's like Jerry Seinfeld does that stand-up piece on why everyone's so fixated on hydration. Just be careful, you might get hydrated. And he just keeps going, what am I going to do? Drink a glass of water? Oh, my God, how am I going to get through this? All right, what's the next one? Avoid alcohol and sugary drinks.
Oh, if you're locked indoors, what else are you going to do other than crack a bottle of vodka?
Righto, mate.
Sorry.
We know what happens with Sarah when it tips over 40 degrees.
As I left this morning, I opened the fridge to get my breakfast and there was a bottle and I thought, see you later.
Oh,
work drinks the Savo.
Oh, mate.
See, the worst, it's good weather to have a drink. The worst thing is getting home in this weather sweating.
Yep.
On the bus.
Yep.
You're half tanked and you know you're going to wake up with a hangover. It's horrible.
It also says try staying out of the sun, which is a fantastic tip, and limit your physical activity, which is a great idea. Would today be the right day to say, you know what we should be doing? We should be doing a bring it back with Tommy, and we should bring back the ice bucket challenge.
No.
It feels like if we're ever going to do the ice bucket challenge again, today would be the day.
I'd want a white shirt.
Well, if Anthony's out there, Anthony was he's one of our good mates and one of our number one listeners. Anthony,
that's right.
Anthony loves the show, and every time we see Anthony, mm-hmm. he always says, Tommy still hasn't done the ice bucket challenge.
All right, if you're in a relationship, picture yourself in this one. Jessica and Rich. God, they were in love, mate. They'd been together for 7 months, and they knew that it was it. All of a sudden, they're on a train one morning, and Jessica has a series of seizures. She ends up in hospital. This is a disaster. Wakes up not knowing who anyone is. Her mum walks into the room, doesn't know her. They then build the trust with the family, and Jessica ends up living with the mum and dad while they teach her who she is again. Old photos, memories from school. They slowly invite friends around.
I reckon I've got that when I come into work every day and walk through the office here at Nova.
You forget who everyone is.
Because there's a majority of people in this office that I've got no idea who their name is and who they are.
Fitzy.
You know, that was quite obvious at the Christmas party. I was in a similar situation. Everyone was dressed up, remember, and there was a girl with a mask on, and I said, I can't even tell who you are. And she lifted up the mask, and I said, I still can't tell who you are. Where do you
and
work?
It was Cath O'Connor, our CEO.
Which was weird. Career-limiting move. Anyway, then you ask the question, but what about Rich, the boyfriend? Where does he fit into it? Rich arrived at the house for the first time, hoping that they could maybe kick things off and everything would be back in order.
So she couldn't even remember her boyfriend.
Doesn't even remember her boyfriend. She sat in the room and recounts the story, saying, I was really scared. I was forced into a room with a stranger.
There's a movie about this, The Vow, with Channing Tatum and Rachel McAdams, and it's based on a true story, but this woman, they have a car accident and she forgets everything. Stop it.
Yeah, well, this is a seizure on a train, mate. But that's different movie.
Okay, sorry, getting sounds to a mutual horrible. Point.
And what happened? And what happened?
Do you know
you'll
what,
never
though?
Know.
Oh, the only positive for that bloke, right, if she completely forgot who you were, is if you got done cheating or something a couple of days before.
Yeah, I know.
You could start from scratch again.
Oh, well, if you'd seen this movie, you would know how that turns out as well.
Boring.
But I want to see the movie. What about this,
the
Rosie?
The movie is great.
All the gifts that you knew she loved beforehand, buy the same things, mate. She wouldn't know.
No, well, she'd still have them. Well, someone didn't take
get
all
rid of
her
them,
stuff.
Get rid of them, rebuy them, or just re-gift them.
Why are you making up this story?
Re-gift? I'm not. Let's move on. So they went out. They were stuck in a situation where she didn't know who he was. She then got a job. He would walk past where she worked every day, just hoping that she would see his face and one day go, hang on a minute, that person really does mean something to me. After a while, on one afternoon, she ran out of her workplace at a call centre and gave him a hug saying, I know who you are. And they managed to fall in love again.
Did she know it was Channing Tatum?
No, that's not the movie.
Oh,
you said
right.
You didn't want
I'm
to know about the
confused.
Movie. No, this is the girl that had the seizure on the train.
This is Rachel McAdams.
No. Oh, this is just a story. They never made a movie out of this one. This is different to the movie set.
That's because your story is average compared to my story, which was movie
Yours was written by a guy who had to make up a story.
It was
this
a
is
true
real
story.
Life.
It was a true story. If you'd listen to me.
Oh, you'll tell me the Titanic
so that
was
girl
true as
had
well.
To fall in love with the same guy twice.
Yep. He couldn't believe he could make it happen. You know, she'd go for walks in the park and he would just happen to be walking at the same time. It kind of could have gone the other way.
Yeah, so he's stalking her.
Could have been
done
for stalking. AVO could have been bought out. And the next thing you know, he's locked up just for trying to love a girl that doesn't give a stuff about him anymore.
You know what? You know, you talk about the 7 year itch
and
things can get a bit strained. You've been in a relationship for a long time. And CC, you're going through the honeymoon period at the moment. Mm. That'll die off soon.
No, it won't.
This could be good if you could somehow do that, just give them a bit of a knock to the head. They lose memory and you start from scratch again.
Well, you'd
want to
be
a honeymoon.
You kind of want it for the two of you, wouldn't it? Like if you could hit the refresh button, that may be why some people renew their vows. And the next thing you know, back to the start of the honeymoon. It's and I'll tell you what, it's really physical.
Fitzy, if BJ forgot, would you put the effort into starting again? Or would you just think, I've walked this path before. I know how it turns out.
Sarah.
Let's just run free. Meet someone else.
No, it is. I mean, it would be great if she looked at me like that again. You know what I mean?
With
she
fresh
doesn't,
eyes.
She doesn't do that anymore.
Because it was like September 11, wasn't it? And there were some blokes whose partners thought they were in the tower. and that they died. And these guys decided, you know what? She thinks I'm gone. I wasn't actually in work. I reckon I'll start a new life.
There's that story of
straight out the door
of the woman, yeah, whose husband was working in September 11. Have you heard that one, Sarah?
No. And what's this?
When the towers came down, she was freaking out, ringing him, and he picked up the phone and goes, "Hi, honey." And she goes, "Oh my God, you're alive! I can't believe it." And he goes, and she goes, "Where are you? Where are you?" And he said, "I'm just at work. I'm at my desk."
Flat out, honey.
And she said, "No, well, I've just watched the towers come down." And he was at his mistress's house.
That's just tacky.
I think it was Channing Tatum,
wasn't it?
Well, he's allowed to because he's good looking enough to cheat.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, just enjoy your honeymoon period, Sarah. I think that's what the message
is
there.
This wasn't about me, but thanks.
Hey, Sarah, you know, you were talking about Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, who was about to have her first baby. She's a supermodel. Carly Kloss is up there. Where would she be sitting in the supermodel ranks these days?
Carly Kloss would be right there, number one.
I think she's the third highest earner, yeah.
Okay, so she's done a mega fan profile. She's filled out this form for, it's like Dolly magazine, but it's over in the States, it's Love magazine.
Ah.
So basically they send her questions and she just fills it out so you get to see her handwriting. She puts in a couple of emojis and some love hearts and stuff. And just girls love it. So name, Carly Kloss, age 24. Who are you the biggest fan of? And she's written in bold letters, Beyonce. Then it says the next question is, since when? She's written Destiny's Child 2003. Next question, what first attracted you to that person? And she's written her swag, her confidence, her smile and her kindness with a big love heart there. So she's a really big Beyonce fan.
That's good.
What's your favourite thing about her? Her creativity and passion.
That's nice.
Those costumes too. I just love everything about Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
How have they influenced your life? She is the soundtrack to my life. And then she's written in huge letters, come on, this song here has to be the greatest of all time.
Oh, no, okay. No, she hasn't.
Okay. Crystal Waters?
No, it's TLC.
TLC.
Waterfall.
It's TLC Waterfall.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So that's she's confused horrible. TLC with Destiny's Child.
So she's written this huge thing about how Beyonce has influenced her life.
Why would they print that? That's horrible.
Don't you hate that? I mean, you do go through life mixing up people, like Kevin Costner and Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford's career, by comparison to Kevin Costner, how insulting.
I mean, I confused for a very long time. I thought Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter were the same thing. I thought it was Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings.
What are you talking about?
It's about children.
I didn't realise they were two different things. I'm not into that stuff, Sarah.
See, I can understand Isla Fisher and Amy Adams and stuff like that, but this is a big doozy. And, I mean, Beyonce fans have just gone into meltdown.
I love the sell-in, all the detail. Yeah. Her creativity changed my life. This was the soundtrack through my life. God, it got me through the tough days. Beyonce, thank you. Can't thank you enough. You got me there.
Tommy, can we find out, did she write Waterfalls? Beyonce may have written it. We don't know.
Yeah, I'll have a look.
I don't think. I think Beyonce was about 12 when Waterfalls came out.
Mm. It's nice of you to offer the credit, but I don't think it exists.
She's closed her mind, I think.
Oh.
Test. And now it's time for Tom, the overweight-looking Russell Brand producer. Tom time.
Hi, Fitzy. Hi, Whipper. Hi, Sarah. Nice to see you on a hot Friday morning.
Do you remember before we came back on air?
Yes.
And that was on the Monday. On the Thursday, we had a planning meeting for 27-0.
Yep.
I thought we decided that Tom time was going to be rested for you.
That's what my notes say.
Yeah,
never.
Snuck it in under your noses, boys.
Tell me just quickly, the prize, which is exciting, is Gold Class QT, and this is great because we've got the screening of 50 Shades of Grey on Valentine's Day.
50 Shades Darker.
Mummy.
I don't know why we're playing that sting. That was from the Mother's Day edition of Tom Time.
Sorry, wrong one, mate.
So we don't need that creepy sting again.
The question I've got for you, mate, because
50 Shades Darker is
your wife.
Prize.
It's all sex in
a dungeon,
mate.
Don't play that again.
Mummy. Yuck.
Oh, man.
Tom.
Tom, even I'm grossed out.
What's the most adventurous place you and Inga have got it on?
What? What?
In a park or...
Ever in a car, Tommy?
Never in a car. Have.
Even a heavy petting session?
In the kitchen, Tom?
In the kitchen.
Have we done it in the kitchen?
I don't wish to divulge those details to
Dining
you.
Room table.
No.
He lounge?
Because he loves food.
It was eating at the same time.
Look, that's not the point of Tom Tye, and I don't wish to share those private details.
Cheese and crackers. Okay. That's how he lures her into the kitchen, next thing you know.
That's an
yeah, and then it's like a bank security wall going up and she's trapped. You want quince paste with that?
Yeah, but then Tom gets really upset when the wafer crackers break, so the moment would be totally lost.
He doesn't turn into Spiegel.
And Sarah,
he freaks out when they're in the dip.
No, he wrote to the business saying their crackers were cracking.
Yeah, they were.
Why are they called crackers, mate?
Well, they were cracking too. You put them in the hummus and you're then they crack buddy. Straight away. All right, question number one. It's
Sammy,
game.
We got Sammy from Manly. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Sammy, you have to get all three correct. You need to get the last one correct is the winner of this great prize.
Can I just say also, I'm really happy Tom's back. I know you guys may not be, but I'm excited.
Thank you, Sammy. You are my favourite caller of the morning.
You've lied. Right.
All right. Question number one. I hope you go all the way through. Okay. Now...
Mommy.
This is going
Tom,
really
you better
well.
Wind this up because the cops are outside the studio at the moment.
This is going really well.
All right, question number one. Who has been serenading us in the office by singing the prayer every single day?
I've
got to
say Whipper.
Yeah, it is Whipper. Well, we're meant to play that sound grab after you said Whipper.
If Josiah fires off me singing
sorry.
Before the answer's given, it's ruined.
I'm not trying to wrap this segment
I'll
up.
Have to kill off my own segment.
God, what is going on in here?
Sammy, correct. Question number two. This one actually happened this morning, and it is absolutely disgusting. Who asked one of his producers to pop a pimple on his back this morning? Would that be Fitzy or would that be Whipper?
Oh, I've got to say Fitzy.
Oh.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Explain, Fitzgerald.
Okay, so I'm sitting on the seat and I've got this pain in my back. And Sarah, do you know when it gets to the point where there's so much pressure and I've got no idea and it's right in the middle of my back?
Yeah. No, I don't
know. So I cannot get it, my hands around there. I couldn't get anything. So one of our producers, Timmy, I just asked him, mate, can you just quickly do it? And he was more than happy to do it.
Oh, that's bonding.
That is-
And now it's like a huge relief, guys. I'm back.
Okay, mate.
Yeah, and the good news is you go to the Fitzy Whipper Facebook page, you can see that pimple pop there.
Yuck. Question number three, Sammy. Get this correct and you will be at 50 Shades Darker with us on Valentine's Day. Who was so paranoid about putting up a photo of him and Matt Preston on his Instagram page because his left boob was hanging out and spent literally 15 minutes going over the photo, trying to figure out how to make his left boob smaller? Would that be Fitzy or Whipper?
Whipper?
Yes, yes.
Sammy, you've won, and I'm absolutely rapt for you, and I'll see you there Tuesday night. But, mate, this segment is full of crap. You can't exaggerate a story there. I simply zoomed in once to see if the photo still looked as good if I was to chop my left breast off.
15 minutes working on your boob.
That's... And you had... I think your breasts were bigger than Matty Preston's as well, which was the funny thing about it.
There was a fair bit of boob in the shot. We could have done a calendar together.
Sammy, congratulations. You are the winner.
See you there, Sammy.
Thanks for playing Tom Time, and can't wait to come back to you next week with more Tom Time questions.
Oh, my God. Been a bit arduous, isn't it?
What?
It's an emotional day.
It is emotional.
I lost it.
Is it the heat or just Tom in general?
Wow.
Both not about combined.
Me. I don't have an answer for you. It's a mess, whatever you want to call
it.
Lights, camera, hilarity.
Sarah, has something happened with J-Lo and Drake?
That was the most disinterested and...
Well, I wasn't really looking, and then Tommy just held up something and I read it.
Well, no.
Has something happened with J-Lo and Drake?
Yeah, something has happened. So she's put up this message on Instagram saying, "Timing is everything. If it's meant to happen, it will, and for the right reasons." Turns out that she and Drake are taking a breather.
Their schedules are too intense, and
they've just decided that it's not that they don't want to be together, but because of their schedules, they're going to take time out. They may have dinner in a month or so.
Do you know who's the big winner out of this? Drake.
Why?
He's still a young bloke.
And he's out of it.
And, I mean, he's got Rihanna one week. He's got J-Lo the next. Wasn't there someone else in the middle as well?
He screams unstable to me.
Yeah, but you know what? You read out the idea of maybe that they'll catch up for dinner in a month. I've tried this sort of stuff before. It's written. It's over.
And let's be honest, he is a young bloke.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably having a little relationship, getting what he wants, and then moving on.
Trying not to label him here, but I reckon you're onto it, Frozzy.
Would you do that to J-Lo, though?
Yeah.
She is smoking hot.
Yeah, you would.
She's talented.
You're Drake.
Nah.
I reckon you're going to find someone better than J-Lo.
All right, we'll see.
I'm not afraid to say.
We'll see how the year goes.
No, I'll go there, mate.
Speaking of tumultuous love lives, Warnie was very on a current naughty. Affair last night. He was talking about his touring stage show, Warnie Uncut, which starts later this year. And he said that when he goes on tour, nothing is going to be off limits. So, it's what?
Good areas.
Good areas,
He said not even his relationships. He did reveal something, though, about Liz Hurley, because who knew that they actually have stayed in touch?
We were together for about 4 years and we had a wonderful relationship and still good friends too. We catch up. I'm catching up with her next week when we're in London.
Isn't that what he told me in the jungle last year?
Really? I thought he was lying.
It's effectively what he spoke to us in the jungle about. That's what the tour is about, isn't it?
Just... So it's Q&A though, isn't it? But can you ask him questions?
Well, I don't know, but I really struggle to believe that he's actually going to give away anything
that we don't already know. What would you ask?
Well, he opens it up.
What do you want to ask?
I don't know.
It's a tough one. Apart from Liz Hurley, who's the highest profile that he's been with? I mean, that's the question in itself, isn't it? What celebrities have you slept with?
Or who's knocked you back?
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
I'd like to know who's turned around and said, not impressed by the spin.
Is it Q&A? Sure. Find out, Tom. Warnie Uncut. Is it a Q&A?
Finding out now.
We could maybe get Nova to pay for us and we could go along as a press conference and get a couple of questions.
Tommy, why don't you see if Warnie wants to come on the show, mate, and we can fire up the tour.
Well, we have been trying for the last couple of weeks.
Right.
But we're not getting any access.
I thought you guys were tight whips after the jungle, but he doesn't want to talk to
you. I'll flick him a message after the show and we'll drag Shane on.
Yep. This number's been disconnected.
He's reaching, Shane. He's reaching.
Guys, the countdown's on. Katy Perry, brand new single this afternoon. Very exciting. Expected to drop at around 4 o'clock. But we will be the first to play it, so you've got to be listening. It may drop early, so we'll wait and see. Obviously, everyone around the world was going to see the glitter balls yesterday, the disco balls, so that they could get a preview of the song. All you had to do was plug your earphones in and you could have a listen. Very exciting for her. She's also released the album cover, which she looks stunning. She's gone pure platinum blonde, which is very different for her, but I think it really works.
It's just blonde.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but she's
not pure platinum.
Yeah, it is.
Is that what it's called?
Platinum blonde when it's that white blonde.
Yeah, sure.
It's just white then, isn't it?
All right. Jeez, what are you working as a hairdresser on the side now and I've offended your new profession?
Sarah, you don't work for Dulux. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Sarah, it's called moving on. Just keep going. Don't take it personally. Just having a crack.
Are you platinum blonde? Mistake you made on this show, Fitzy, we would be here for years.
This is going.
You can barely talk.
This is going for too long.
Performing at the Grammys on Monday. It's very exciting. You don't care. We'll move on. Last night on the project, Fitzy, you guys crossed to Dr. Chris Brown, and on behalf of all of us, he's stitched you up a little bit. This was a pretty fun moment.
Just one little thing. Zipporah has been very testy the last few days, a little bit emotional.
Yes.
We thought that maybe someone that knew her personally, potentially from her past, may have some ideas. Fitzy, would you have any clues as to how one might, I guess, placate Zipporah and make her feel good given your history.
What's a history?
Yeah, look, I did a stitch up on Whipper last year, and you want to stitch me up this year, don't you, Brownie?
Did you guys date?
No,
Just a little bit. Please elaborate. What would I be talking about here?
Have you kissed her on the lips?
Stuff you, Brownie. Brownie, we're losing you, mate. Have a great night. See you guys.
Have a good show tonight, guys.
Just nicely weaved your way out of that one again, mate.
Yeah, just cut out at the end there, which was unfortunate.
What a shame.
We did not see that coming. He's thrown it right at the end, Chris
Very
Brown.
Rare that you make this segment, Fitz. Well done.
Well done, buddy. Well Thank done on making E-News. You've done it
again. Have you seen TPG's special promotion for their SIM-only mobile plans? 1.5 gig data with $550 of calls and text for $10 per month in the first 6 months. Check out the TPG website for terms and conditions.
All right, team, bring it in. Need advice here. Got a phone call from a friend last night. Love these juicy relationships because there's two sides to it. And I don't know where you'd go. You've got to put yourself in each person's position. She used to go out with a guy, right? They were in love.
Crazy.
She has said to me before, I thought he was the one. Unfortunately, it broke up. And they probably broke up maybe 3 years ago. Mm. But she's always held a little bit of hope. He has met somebody else. He gets married in a couple of months. That was the heartbreaker for her.
Yeah.
He's having a bucks party in Bali, and he's going with his mates.
Oh, cooter. Oh, bintang singlets.
You're not helping.
Potato head.
Oh, head of tattoos.
Going mad. Whoa. Anyway.
Skull, Red Bull.
Goes for a week, the bucks party. All the boys come home. He's put in a phone call to her saying, when the boys leave, what do you think if I flew you over and we'd see if there was anything left there?
No.
What?
No. Yeah.
What a dog.
What a dog.
What a feral dog from Bali.
From Bali.
So where's your dilemma? What do you don't know what to tell her?
Well, she rang me for advice because she sits there and says, well, hang on a minute.
Why is she ringing you?
This wine.
She missed dial.
I don't know. It was a random call, mate. I was just sitting there. I'd stolen someone else's phone. The situation is that, you know, she could sit here and say, well, why would I do this? Because I'm only hurting a bride-to-be who's thinks she has the love of her life and will walk down the aisle and happy families and you move on with life. But she sits there also and says, well, hang on a minute. I love that guy, and in my mind, he was everything. And I'm 33 years old, and I want to meet someone and settle down.
Wait up.
So this is the last test. To see if this is possible.
Why would you want to pursue a relationship with a guy who's got values like that, who's prepared to do something like that?
Well, you could also say, well, hang on a minute. Obviously, the love hasn't died. And I was right. My feelings were right. There could still be something here.
Yeah, but why is he then going to marry someone else? If he feels about her the way she feels about him, he would have called that off. The fact that he hasn't and just wants a cheeky little trip together means that he only feels a little something.
I don't. Yeah, but it's enough to test it out, and I don't think it's a cheeky trip of let's get a last
then call
minute
off
bit on the side.
And you know the other alarm bell for me is it takes until his bucks party when he is tanked at Potato Head to get a phone call. She gets a phone call from him blind I've still got feelings.
You don't go back with that sort of stuff. Don't go back. Just she should move forward, cut him out of her life. That's it. Move on.
But you hear about these rocky roads, sir. People go down paths and they're not the Hollywood movie.
Of course not.
You know, and people end up together after what you would think was an impossible situation to rescue. But still, and they go on and they have a wonderful life and they grow families.
No, so, I don't think there's that.
Well, my advice was to go for it.
Why though? Wills?
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm challenged
here's
by like
the right what, idea,
hang
and
on,
here's
like
the
what
idea
Fitzy
that you
said.
With.
I'm challenged by the character of the bloke, and I don't like that for my friend. But I've got to back what she says existed when they were together, and what her gut is telling her that something is still there.
Can I just say
it only takes a very small seed to grow a flower.
There's also no guilt from her part. The cheater is him. She has no obligation to the bride to be. She's just looking after
Matt
number one.
That is rubbish.
No, I
used to think like that.
She is this bride to be is the innocent party who knows nothing about what's going on, and you think that the person who is knowingly cheating is devoid of any responsibility.
Absolutely.
That is rubbish. My
Absolutely
God, this is how you've slept at night for
so
many years.
She doesn't know the bride to be.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly.
Doesn't know.
Perfect.
Never met her.
Yeah, but you if you hit a pedestrian on the street, you don't know them, but you've still hit them.
Yeah,
but see, your friend as well, mate. Your friend as well. Like, for 3 years, if she's still got feelings for this guy after 3 years, that's a long time. You think she'd be over him, first of all. He's moved on with his life, got a new girl, decided to get down on one knee, propose.
That's right.
You would have thought that she would have moved on by now.
Yeah, but you could argue the point that for some reason they're being drawn back together.
No, is there for not some a greater, reason. Is
there on not a Bucks party.
No, after the Bucks party, all the boys have gone and she'll go over there for a few days to test the waters.
Oh, just so he doesn't have to come home and face his real life.
Maybe there's a stronger thing called love, Sarah, and it's drawn them back together again. Can't you see what this could possibly be?
Well, then he should call off the
be?
Wedding and give it a try with her and see if it's there. That's rubbish. Your friends are crap.
Test it first.
Work cover. I don't know if you guys have ever worked with someone who's claimed work cover. And obviously, there's a lot of people out there that need it, but there's also a couple of cheats out there.
Oh, plenty of them.
God, at Mitzi's, we had a couple in our section.
What were the injuries?
It was always wrist problems. Wrists. Oh, you've done a Fitzy.
Yep.
But there was always wrist problems. You could just get away with just got a sore wrist. So there was always a couple of extra spots on the line where we made seats and you just basically sat there and waited if someone had to go to a toilet break or something, you'd just fill in. So you're just sitting down the whole time. And we had a couple of blokes who just said had wrist injuries the whole time. So they didn't have to work all day. They would sit there and wait for relief. Anyway, there's a woman over in the UK. Maribel Milligan is her name.
You're doing well.
What's that?
No, you're doing well. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, okay.
Just a progress report halfway through.
It's called an air check in the business. You're doing really well, mate.
He's trying to encourage you.
Your words are clear. The story's engaging. I'm excited to see where it's going.
Thank you, Mr. Whipley.
Now continue.
So for 11 years, Maribel has been claiming work cover. $800,000 in entitlements that she's got. She's claimed 7 different types of benefits.
Yep.
She rocks up to court and she in wheelchairs. Obviously, one side of her body, left-hand side of her body, she said she can't move.
Right.
Her leg. Her arm,
even
her face, and she's just really struggles with, she can't work, she needs these benefits. Unfortunately for Maribel, she's been caught on video dancing to a Michael Jackson clip.
Always ruins the claim, doesn't it?
Have we got any Michael Jackson there?
Was she dancing to Shamo by My Glove by Tom Ivey? So when she went to claim it and they just said, yeah, sure, but I just want to show you this quick YouTube clip, and it was her dancing.
Well, she rocked up to court in a wheelchair and said, this is an absolute joke. I've been in pain for the last 11 years.
Yeah.
They also had videos of her riding a bike.
Yep.
Splashing in the sea, jumping off a pier.
Yep.
Fitz, do they know who got the videos? What, someone was following her?
Private investigator.
Amazing.
Yeah. And she got done. She's also got, she's had a lavish lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
She's got homes dotted around her hometown of Columbia that she's bought from the benefits that she's made.
Yeah, my God.
She's got a lavish lifestyle, and unfortunately these videos were brought out and she ended up just getting out of the wheelchair and saying, okay, guys, you got me.
Yeah, you know when you're so down but the music just takes over your body, mate? I think that's what's happened here. She's gone from, if they'd been in court and she was there in the wheelchair and they put Michael Jackson on, you could have seen her just slowly rise out of the chair, and the next thing you know, she's doing the full Thriller dance and there's a flash mob.
That's when I told you the story about Scientology and Jenna Elfman.
Oh, yeah.
And I went and sat down because I told them that I had knee problems. I had 3 knee reconstructions and I was really down on myself because I wanted to play footy again, and they showed me this video of Scientology and this young kid who was an NFL player, and he had a spine problem and spinal problem and couldn't feel his legs at all, Sarah. And then someone from Scientology came in when he was in hospital, he couldn't move, and they just put their hand on his head, and then all of a sudden Michael Jackson started playing in the background and the bloke got out of bed and started doing the moonwalk.
That's how Tom Brady got back into the game. It's phenomenal. Just extraordinary.
It's unbelievable. So to Maribel Milligan, just keep dancing to Michael Jackson, but you won't be getting any more entitlements.
You can't go wrong. Tuesday night, Valentine's Day, 50 Shades Darker. Get in the dungeon. That's from the movie. That's a quote from the movie.
No, it doesn't.
Isn't it?
No.
And it's not a dungeon, what is it? What is
it? It's a playroom.
Don't call it a playroom,
and it's
mate.
It's all said with love.
Playroom reminds me of the Wiggles.
My two boys have got a playroom at home at our house.
I grew up with a playroom. It's not a playroom.
These are different toys.
You got the other song? What's exciting is the buzz around this movie. Now, see, you're going to be there.
I'm very excited.
Tommy, are you going to be there?
Yes, my wife and I are going to see it together.
Devastated. Last night there was a bit of a row at my place because I was so passionate about making sure that Lisa was going to be there. She said, I can't do Tuesday night.
Boom.
I said, it's Valentine's Day, honey. That's our night. And you know that I want to go to 50 Shades Darker.
It's our night, so I want to spend it with workmates.
The masculine. The big fella over here, the big masculine would flee.
Anyway, I said to her, if that's the case, do you mind if I take someone else? Oh. I can't turn up to this movie by myself.
It's a bit tacky, isn't it, asking someone else?
What about that girl that's on her way to Bali at the moment? Maybe she'll go with you.
Her standards are clearly quite low.
Okay. Oh, you missed the point there. I've got an idea, though, of someone else I could invite, and I wouldn't mind calling her right now just to see if she's keen to come along. Because you need a date. I want to be able to sit next to someone and talk through it all the moments. Give him a call, Joe.
Hello?
BJ.
Oh,
BJ.
Hello?
Hey, BJ, you're live on the radio.
Oh, good morning.
How are you?
Honey, don't listen to him.
Now,
who's calling me honey? Whipper or Ryan?
Does it matter?
Yeah, okay. I'll see what's happening here.
Okay, so Fitzy, you can't go to 50 Shades Darker on Valentine's Day.
Yes, because I'm a man.
Because you're busy. You're busy, but BJ, you're really keen to come along.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah, well, it's just amazing that Lisa can't make it either. So it seems like at this stage it's just the two of us on Valentine's Day watching 50 Shades Darker.
Lovely.
So I just wanted to make sure that I could, I suppose, book a seat next to you.
Sure.
I mean, do I go as far as saying, will you be my Valentine?
Well, I'll take that whip because I'm not doing anything, so that's perfect. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Aww. Play some love music or celebration or something. That was a
go
yes.
Go for it. You can go for it. There's nothing creepier than sitting, I think, even with your partner. I find it creepy even with BJ when there is a love scene in a movie. I don't know. It's just awkward, sir.
But BJ...
Why, though, Fitz? Why is it awkward to sit with your most loved person on the planet and watch an intimate scene on TV?
Because it's not always like that. You know what I mean? Like not it's always. Not, in the movies, it's not like that in real life.
Ryan, I'm still on air. I can still hear you. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, and BJ, if BJ starts crying during the film, I assume that will be disappointment, and I don't want to find out things about your private life like that, but I'll be there to hold your hand if you need.
Oh, thanks, Whip.
No, that's what friends are for.
BJ, just hope that it's not like when you sit next to Whipper on a plane, when he gets nervous or shocked, which this film might do to him. He does reach out and grab certain body parts of the person next to him, and I've been victim to that a few times.
Spit a leg work at one stage.
It was an upper movement.
Out of sweat or something like that.
Yeah,
he does.
I'll also be drinking very heavily on the night, BJ.
He starts going,
Can't wait to see you, BJ.
I'll be my best number. I'll go up by special
for it. I'll put on a suit. See you, darling.
See you, darling.
See you Tuesday.
Bye.
That's fine, mate.
Have you got anything planned for your wife? Are you just going to let her go to the movies with another
bloke? For Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Mate, we've been married coming up to 10 years
now. Oh, how's that? I love it when you rap battle on Friday. Don't know how much that whipper weighs. Escalator on at the buffet. Whoa! Rap of the week, it's back! You know what's exciting here is we've got basically a rematch. I mean, you talk about the big bouts not long ago. Anthony Mundine, Danny Green back in the ring because the people just wanted more. Yep. Now, last time these two battled, Tom Ivey and the old MDG.
Hi, guys.
It was one of the ugliest ends to a rap battle you've ever seen. I'll just remind you of this.
No. A rubbish heiress. This grown man drives a rubbish heiress. A rubbish heiress. This grown man drives a rubbish Toyota Yaris car. He drives a...
I get anxiety. I've never, ever watched or listened back to that in full. I
what
get anxiety. And everywhere I go, people just start chanting Robbie Sharaz at me.
Yeah,
yep. Well, you deserve it.
Robbie Sharaz. I think if there's any wineries out there that want to name their next wine a Robbie Sharaz, you've got to get onto it.
I can tell you what, he's been nervous all morning going through this. At times he said, I can't do this. I can't go on air with what I've got.
I just hate it because I always lose the beat.
You'll be well,
I don't understand why.
Yeah. What did you say, Ellie? I don't like doing things that I can't do.
I can't do well. I'm not good at things
I don't like doing things that I'm good at.
So, Tommy versus MDG again. Who wants to go first?
Well, I might go first. And the tune for this week is to Bust a Move.
Oh, well done, Tom.
Yeah.
Young MC.
Young MC.
Good luck, Tom.
All right, Tommy, you ready to go?
All right, let's take it away.
Let's do the rap of the week. Fire!
Come on, Tom.
All right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Here we go.
Woo!
Come on, man. Come on.
Rematch. Here we go. Match your raps, they always stink. Rhyme so bad, they turn my eye pink. He thinks he makes women yearn. The only thing you get is nasty sunburn. Invisible hairline, out past your bear time. You only do raps so you get more airtime. Strutting around like you own the place. Everyone thinks your fashion's a disgrace. You've got less dignity than you have hair. Opening of an envelope, Matt'll be there. You're an easy joke, not hard to embarrass. More mileage out of you than my rubbish your ass.
That's got to be your best yet, Ivy.
It's cleaned. Quick. Man, you
hit him hard.
There was a little stumble there, Tom, but you got back.
You changed, you regained, you were on beat, you knocked him hard.
Well, it's not about me today because it's about Matt redeeming himself. As a white rapper,
well, I like your tactics there, Tom. Mm-hmm. Put him under more pressure. All right.
Yeah.
He's physically shaking.
He is.
All right.
Come on, DeGroote.
Start the thing. Come on.
Don't stuff it up, mate.
Okay, here we go. Come on. Confidence.
Hear the beat.
You big red cherry.
It's Matty here, I'm back with a vengeance. Senator 2, I'm putting in 10 cents. Tom over there with your little smirk. You know you got life because you barely work. You really look like a hairy Smeagol. I'm more like a majestic eagle. So in this game, you are my prey. You're the human version of Sue Prey. Whenever you're around, you're wrecking stuff. You're the fat controller with anorexia. Come on, guys, now you know I'm going to crush it. I've lost it again. Much like Tom's brain is mosh. Thin as a pet. No! No! Let me keep going. Thin as a pencil, light as a feather. His worst nightmare is the windy weather. What? I might resign to a pub in Paris.
You're
How
up,
am
mate.
I going to get there? A rubbish Yaris.
A rubbish Yaris.
A rubbish Yaris. This grown man has a rubbish Yaris. Oh!
It happened again! It happened again!
Just done it again!
Oh, wow. When you find yourself drowning, often they say it's a pleasant death.
I'm so...
It's a peaceful death.
But unfortunately... You've hung yourself again.
I tried to go really... Like, I do seek help. There's a great guy here at Nova named Jack Archdale who gives me firm direction.
Obviously, he's the wrong man.
Do you know what you do, mate? Do you know what you do?
What?
You were dominating. Like, you were on fire. But then... You try to do dance moves and that with it and try to...
That's just the rhythm in me coming out. That can't be stopped.
Oh, you do not have rhythm in you, my friend.
Well, I guess there's only one thing left
Sarah,
to do.
What do we do here?
I'm ashamed that you're even going to ask me who the winner is this week.
Another
Matt DeGroote, you didn't even turn up today.
Oh!
Tommy!
Thank you so much, guys. Great to be here. Well done, Matt. We'll do another rematch sometime not very soon.
No,
you tried your best.
Well done, Matty.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Matt DeGroote.
Celebrating seeing these photos of Obama. Geez, he switched off. You don't reckon the big boy's on holiday. It feels like he was so keen to get out of there because he knew what he was going to get into. Yeah. And that was a bit of kite surfing and good times with old mate Richard Branson. Gone over to the Virgin Islands and there's just... It's like the ultimate holiday ad that we're seeing at the moment.
Is that the place where Kate Winslet, the one that Kate Winslet nearly burnt down?
I think you'll find it's next door to it.
Yeah, there's a couple there.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's got a few islands up his sleeve.
As you do. You know what's funny, though? The photos are quite strange in that you're not used to seeing him in such a relaxed environment.
Yeah.
And it's almost like seeing a school teacher out of school, you know, when you would see them out there. Or like when you see someone from work, like if you see the CEO on the weekend and they're wearing sports.
And they're in daggy clothes.
Yeah, and you go, something's weird about this. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I mean, good on him, though. You would go forever, wouldn't you? You've done your service.
Do you know, and look, let's be honest, for the amount of work that they do put in, they don't really get paid that much, really, do they? So this is your opportunity now. He's worked hard for 8 years, Barack Obama, probably a lot longer than that, obviously, to get to become president.
Yeah, yep.
But now, Sarah, I would be getting so many freebies.
Mm-hmm.
I would just be going, want an Instagram post, I'll put up your island.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you think he's getting it for free, though? Or do you think Branson's just giving him a discounted rate?
Imagine if he said, mate, the minute you're out of the Oval Office, come and relax. And then a week later, he bills him.
Yep. Half price holidays.
He's not paying for anything.
You don't know. He might. Branson didn't get rich by giving it away.
Yeah, imagine if he just got an invoice. Wakeboarding, $30.
Oh,
steak and chips.
Paddleboards for 3 hours.
Yep, it was 3.5 hours.
He'll be able to now rock up Barack Obama to his local fish and chip shop and get a couple of pieces of flake for free. Everywhere he goes,
that's true.
He's so recognisable, and you're not going to knock it back.
No.
You'll do the initial, come on.
Come on,
nah,
you don't have to do
you'll
that.
You'll go to your wallet, come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks. Thanks so much.
You just wonder if this is the start of, 8 years of holiday just to balance out his work as leader. I mean, does he move on to schoolies week? Is he in Vegas next? I mean, how long does this holiday go for?
Yeah, try and get him here.
I reckon he'd probably do Cancun or something.
Could he do a Red Room? Does he know?
And like the ukulele or something?
Well, at the moment, Tommy's been chasing
Tiffany Trump.
Tiffany Trump.
Yeah, I'm still working on getting Tiffany Trump. Whips wanted a Red Room in the White House.
Yeah, with Tiffany.
Okay, aim a bit higher, Whips.
Can we get Barron?
Can't get Barron for the Red Room.
No.
He's busy. But Tiffany is a singer and
we
wants
got
to
Tiffany's
perform.
Song in the system? Because we played that. Imagine this. We're all in the Oval Office. Be weird.
Opera House. At the Opera House. Tiffany Trump.
So I've emailed Tiffany Trump's mum, who is no longer with Donald.
Ivanka?
Nah, it's not Ivanka.
Who is it?
Oh, hang on.
She was the one in between.
Yeah, it's the one in between.
Ivanta.
and her name is Marla Marples.
Marla Marples.
That's not a real name.
Marla Marples. And she's an American actress and TV personality.
Really?
And anyway, so that's Tiffany's mum. Anyway, she hasn't got back to me yet.
That's weird.
Fascinating that Donald Trump can pick up such beautiful, successful women.
Come on,
she was with him for 6 years.
Money talks, buddy.
Nah, he is just so gross.
Come on, Sarah.
Yeah, but Sarah.
Come on.
Imagine.
Mummy.
Yeah, money. Do the
money. I'm saying money, but Tom says mummy.
I thought you were playing my mummy sting again.
You know what, Sarah?
Where's Tom's
it saddens me
one?
That people can disregard the heart, and when they meet somebody, ignore the looks as well. And when they hear the word billionaire, they go, "Well, I'm interested."
Mummy. Ladies and gentlemen, Fitzy and Whipper.